guide, and your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean, your eyes see everything. The slightest of your motions can make the continents ring. Yet in all your might and glory, you vanished from the skies, leaving just another story.
All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Free American Hour. I'm your host, Clay Douglas. And we got a little bit of news that John McCain picked up former President George H.W. Bush's support on Monday. A critical blessing by a pillar of the Republican establishment, whose members aren't completely sold on the party's next standard bearer. Bush said, "Few men walking among us have sacrificed so much in the cause of human freedom, and I'm happy to help this remarkable patriot carry our party banner forward." Yeah. In other words, another criminal that George W. Bush can endorse. All right, let's jump on over to my guest today, Pastor Rudy Rasmus. Are you with me, sir?
Morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you? Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir. I hear you great.
All right. Rudy, you got a church, and it's kind of a mega church, isn't it?
Well, it's big, Clay. It's about 10,000 members down in Houston, Texas.
All right. I've been there to Houston many times.
It's a great city. Next time you come through, you got to stop by and see us.
I'd love to do that. Your church, you've got a kind of a dedication to the homeless?
Well, you know, Clay, I have, for 16 years, I have worked and served the homeless community in and around downtown Houston. And as a result of my experiences there, really, I wrote a book recently called Touch that really kind of helps a person who wants to take really the next step in life. You know, in essence, once you have decided, you know, and have discovered who you are and what you want out of life, the next step is to decide how you can help someone else improve theirs. And really what I've been doing is kind of moving around the country, helping people fulfill their purpose, because I believe, Clay, just like you already know, a person's ultimately fulfilled when their life can improve the lives of other people. And that's what this book Touch is about. I'm just really trying to encourage folk who already have arrived and have reached that or even thinking about what's the meaning and purpose of life, to just kind of help them get to the place where they can see the need in front of them and speak to that need.
All right, we got to take a break.
Okay, Clay.
And we'll be right back.
All right.
Give me the name of your book again.
Touch, T-O-U-C-H.
Okay.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA, of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a 1-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
And we're talking with Rudy Rasmus from Houston. And Rudy, you're interested in the homeless, so am I. Because I understand that there are thousands of Vietnam vets that are homeless now, and a growing number of Iraq vets who are homeless now. Are you? Have you run across veterans being homeless?
I'm gonna tell you, Clay. In Houston, Texas, there any given night there are about 20,000 people who are homeless, and the statistics right now are showing as many as 50% of those homeless individuals are veterans of military service. And I tell you, needless to say, Vietnam-era veterans have comprised the majority of the homeless in Houston for many years, but we are now beginning to see many veterans of the Iraq War show up on the streets. And I tell you, regardless to how that person got there, one thing for sure, that person has served our country and deserves deserves some support. Really, the emotional toll of war sometimes causes many men and even some women to find themselves emotionally wrecked and on the streets in America.
Yeah, I have a theory And I've tried to come up with a plan to try to solve some of the problems of the homeless. But I think part of their problems are the cities. The larger cities like Houston, like Dallas, like New York, like Los Angeles have been overrun with crime, with illegals, you know, people that should not be here in America. And it's taken the quality of life in a city way down, hasn't it?
Well, you know, what I'm really focusing on is really improving the quality of life for people who have fallen through the cracks due to circumstances beyond their control. And that there are many, as a matter of fact, Clay, research right now is showing there are probably 500,000 to 750,000 folk on the streets sleep every night. And I'm telling you, if we really looked at that statistic closely, we would find that a large percentage, even nationally, in Houston is 50%, but nationally, I would say that number could be as high as 30 to 40% of veterans of military service on the streets in a given night. What I'm really suggesting is you know, your listening audience gets involved in really bringing solutions. Just like you said, you have some ideas that could help change that situation for many people. What I'm suggesting is that your listening audience gets involved in doing so, and they're really making a change in their city. And I have five steps, Clay, that could help any individual make a difference. My book is Touch, Pressing Against the Wounds of a Broken World. And really, in terms of advocacy, advocating that people begin to touch the problem. Because, you know, we can speak about a problem, but not until we decide to touch the problem will there be solutions brought forward. But I have five C's, Clay, that I'd like to just share with you that I believe could make a difference for any individual out in your listening audience who would want to make a difference in the lives of some fallen veteran who is right now on the streets, or some individual who's on the streets due to circumstances beyond their control. The first C is common sense. Whenever we're looking at a problem, one of the challenges that many of us face is that we just don't look at the problem practically. We don't look to see, you know, what's really behind the predicament that person is finding themselves. So I'm advocating that as a person looks to see how they can get involved in being the solution, to use common sense. The second C is collaboration. There are many agencies that are doing a great job in many cities, and what I'm suggesting is, instead of reinventing the wheel sometimes, get with the agency that ideologically lines up with your position and your purpose, and connect with that agency. The third C is commitment, Clay, and what I really found, that people who are hungry and destitute and living from one minute to the next really need to know that you are committed to their recovery, to them moving from a place of destitution to back to meaningful, productive life. And the way we do that is the fourth C, and that's by being consistent in our efforts to help someone improve their lives. And that brings the fifth C becomes almost critically important, and that is, you know, begin to contribute to agencies that once again line up ideologically with your framework and your position, and begin to tangibly support agencies that are really making a difference. And I tell you, Clay, if we as a people came around those five C's, I believe we could touch this world and make a change. Now imagine this: what if one person with means just decided to touch the life of one person without means, with the goal of bringing that person into full connection and a full connection and productive life? I believe we can, Clay, together, you and me and your listening audience, to change the world. And for instructions on how to do that, the book Touch, Pressing Against the Wounds of a Broken World, could help anybody change this world tomorrow.
Well, I think I've got plans that accomplish most of what you've been talking about.
Oh, fantastic.
It's called on my website called Liberty Villages.
Okay.
And what I've tried to do, you know, the foundation of every civilization, Rudy.
Okay.
Is a self-sufficient family farm. From the days of Egypt, when the Israelites were led to Egypt out of family, to avoid famine. You know, the God created the family farm to feed people and to support them, to take care of them. And we've got away from that with the modern cities.
Yeah, you're right.
And my plan for Liberty Villages were small cabins where people could live and reestablish the family farm, but not just with secular families, but in my plan here, every farm or every rural property. There was a farm or a ranch in one day, at one point in history, would become a home for the homeless, a home for the homeless Vietnam vets, and in return, they would help work the farm, help take care of the crops, help feed the chickens, and in doing so, they would feed each other and take care of each other. And by developing these as villages, which are open to the public, as sort of a rural motel,
yeah,
people would be able to see what Americans cooperating and working with Americans could create and could do to take care of themselves. It also takes us out of the dependency of the government, dependency on the welfare and the other, basically, communist-style communities. And we've got that problem right now. They're trying to take us back into what they turned East Germany into.
Hmm. Well, I tell you, Clay, I'm a product of the of a family farm. My grandparents on both sides were farmers in Central Texas. And once I spent my summers every summer, my mom would pack me up and send me to the country, and put me on a bus and send me to my granddaddy's farm. And I tell you, really, on that farm, Clay, I learned, some of the most valuable lessons, that I've have ever learned in life. And one of those lessons is the need and the power of not only self-sufficiency, but what happens when a community comes around a crop and brings that crop to harvest. And I can see the benefit of your Liberty Village concept. I mean, that could happen not only in rural areas, Clay, but I could see your Liberty Village concept working in cities. I mean, it's anywhere people are in need of recovery from economic woes and the challenges that life faces. I could see a Liberty Village being a solution for that.
Well, that's they could. You could, there's whole neighborhoods that have just gone downhill, and those neighborhoods could be transformed into the village concept.
That's right.
Might make the only thing Hillary ever said make sense.
I gotcha.
It's a village, huh? let's hope, I don't want to give her a plug right now. I certainly don't want to see her in as president. Hang on a minute, we've got to take her back. I'll be right back.
Clay, thank you, though.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
My guest is Rudy Rasmus from Houston, Texas. And the name of your church, Rudy?
It's St. John's United Methodist Church in downtown Houston.
All right. There's been a lot of kind of static on the internet about Barack Hussein Obama, and he's been, I guess he's a member of a black church. Is yours a black church or multi-denominational, or what? Describe it, sir?
Well, the attendance is predominantly black, Clay, but the people who attend there come from all over Houston, every zip code, every walk of life, and every background.
Okay.
Yeah. What we try to do there, Clay, we really encourage our people who attend the church to vote. But what we do very, very intentionally is stay out of selecting a candidate for our members. I just ascribe to the theory that, it should kind of butt out. And you know, so I don't make any endorsements. I don't stand in front of the congregation and tell them who to vote for. I just don't think that's my place as a pastor. But you know, I have my own I make my own selections, and I'm a voting American, but I don't get involved with endorsed, because really it's against the law as well for people and nonprofits to endorse candidates.
That's why you should support people like me, because I will tell you who to vote for.
That's right.
With me, it's real simple. Rudy, I took an oath when I was 17 years old to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And it's that Constitution and that Bill of Rights that allows people like you to preach openly. You're not in a communist country, so you can tell people about Jesus.
That's right. Right. And it is a free country. And I tell you,
it falls on my shoulders as a former soldier and these veterans we're talking about. You know, there wasn't an expiration date on that oath that we took.
That's right.
And, I'll tell you right off the bat, if you vote for anybody but Ron Paul, you are helping destroy this country, because our country is being moved right now into a socialist, communist, fascist type of country here. They want you to take the mark of the beast. They want you to take this federal ID, and they want to put a little chip in it so nobody can steal your ID. And without that, you won't be able to buy or sell. You won't be able to travel. You won't be able to take a plane unless you've got the mark of the beast. Does that, the national ID card. But I think if you kind of go back to your Bible, you may see that that's been predicted, hasn't it?
There are a few concepts in Revelation that actually point to, the challenges of identification in the future. And you look at the way identification processes take place right now. It's probably conceivable in the very near future. You can kind of see it shaping that direction, can't you, Clay?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
How old are you, Rudy?
51 years old. 51? How old are you, Clay?
I'm 61.
Okay, you got me by 10 years.
And if, when I was going to school, I was told that communism was bad, but nobody ever told me what communism was.
Yeah, that's very true.
Communism was, they didn't want us to know, because every plank on the Communist Manifesto has been instituted in America for almost 100 years. And we keep moving in that direction. I mean, this you've heard of the New World Order. You know, our founding fathers fought against the New World Order of their day. The sun never sets on the English Empire. And they're trying to take us into an empire now. And that's why I kind of lean towards this, the idea of the smaller villages. You know, I don't want to be in a global society if that global society is run by somebody like Adolf Hitler or Joseph Stalin or George Bush. Hang on a minute. We got to take a break, and we'll be right back. And we'll take your calls, 800-313-3443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat, and it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
And by the way, just as a little addendum to a commercial that you heard about Hemp USA, the people at PhoenixTears.ca, that's PhoenixTears.ca, are asking you to join with them in a worldwide internet protest. Their aim is to bring hemp, man's oldest and safest medication, back into widespread medicinal use. Their research is backed by hundreds of other studies done worldwide, has proven properly made hemp medicine provides relief or cures many diseases, even cancer. Throughout thousands of years of medicinal use, hemp has been known as a panacea, which means a cure-all, and not without good reason. We have provided hemp medicine to hundreds of people with various medical conditions, and the results speak for themselves. In Canada, people with serious medical conditions are put through a bureaucratic hell called a marijuana access program. Approximately 2,000 people in Canada have been given a license to possess hemp, 2,000 out of a population of over 30 million. And people with this license can then purchase hemp from the government at a 1,500% markup. The government pays $3.28 for a kilogram of hemp, and then they sell it to the licensees for about $6,000 a kilogram. Isn't that gratifying to know that the government has such compassion for poor, suffering medicinal users? We'll have to check that out. I've already got a request in. I have them on my show, Phoenix Tears. And, by the way, I just had, for breakfast this morning, a loaf of fish baked bread with hemp seeds and hemp powder in it. And tell you, it was delicious. And the Hemp USA has to import that from Canada, so we probably need to join that, join them in their protest and make it a worldwide protest. All right. And really, how do you help the homeless? What is your plan right now? What kind of housing can your church provide for them? Are people... are they being taken in? You know, the in my plan, you know, I'd have a bunkhouse on every piece of property that we turned into a village, whether it was in neighborhoods or not. So these people would be chipping in to help support the people that are supporting them.
Right, right, Clay. We do have a model of self-sufficiency. We provide ongoing a residential setting for 30 men who have made the decision to take a to really take a significant turn in their lives, and they have to literally invest in their own lives from one day to the next. You know, if you don't work, you don't eat. That's the biblical principle, and we believe basically that folk need to put effort in their own recovery. Otherwise, you know, the recovery it won't stick. It won't be lasting. So the first step really is to help. What we try to do, Clay, every day, that we talk, we see and touch, you know, the man on the street, the person who's really living on the street. And we really try to encourage them to make a decision to rejoin society. You know, cause, you know, without that decision, Clay, nothing's gonna happen in that person's life. So in the meantime, what we do is every day we provide a meal to the homeless, about 300 meals a day, and just right in Houston, and we try to help that, you know, while we're providing that meal, we try to help people see help homeless men that there is you know, there's a reason for them to make the turn and rejoin society. You know, like we mentioned earlier, you know, many of these men have served their country. And I'll tell you, you know, one thing I've discovered is that there are some, you know, there are some challenges that sometimes can be encountered in battle, that you know, without the proper, you know, without proper counseling, you know, life in normal society can be very challenging sometimes. And so I've met really thousands of men over the last 16 years in my work on the streets in Houston who have, who just for whatever reason, Clay, just checked out one day. You know, but we do provide housing, we do provide a meal and ongoing counseling and support, to just help people get back to life, get back to work and get back to contributing to society.
You know, you were right about the whole Liberty Village concept. Being adaptable to towns, especially, I think, the smaller towns around the country.
Yeah.
You know, that was the basis of our strength, really. You know, we, our people spread out, and they populated these smaller towns and made them pretty much self-sufficient. My grandmother grew up in Weatherford, Texas.
Okay, yeah, I'm familiar with Weatherford.
And still... You know, if I take a trip through Texas, I stop off at the farmer's market there to pick up some good Texas watermelon, you know?
Yeah.
And the fruits here, those were all grown, you know, my grandmother had a Victory Garden. We had Victory Gardens in World War II. And
Victory Garden is a community garden, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
well, my grandmother kept hers in her backyard, but my grandfather was a pastor of the church next door, so...
Oh, so you're part preacher's kid, huh, Clay?
Yeah, as a matter of fact. And I probably still qualify for that. I'm not any particular domination. I didn't go to seminary school, but I've certainly read, studied the Bible more than most preachers have.
Well, you probably have. Yeah. You probably have, man. But that, I tell you, Clay, and you talked about freedom earlier, and at the root of what I do every day, you know, is really couched in the freedom that I've been given through this Constitution to really just say what I believe. And I tell you, it's the free, you know, it's programs like yours that help, you know, really help protect our freedom here in this country to free speech. And part of that freedom is religious freedom. And, you know, really my religion, I haven't been a Christian a long time, Clay. I've only been a Christian for maybe 17 years. Didn't believe in much for the most part of my life. And, you know, but since coming to this particular faith that I'm a part of now, the one thing that I really gained early on in my understanding about this faith is the need to love God and to serve neighbor. And that's what I try to do every day, man. You know, I just try to help somebody.
Well, that's kind of what we're supposed to do, isn't it?
Well, that's what we're supposed to do. And I tell you, if, you know, in my book, Touch, I talk about some of the things I learned. You know, my dad was a World War II era veteran, and Clay, he taught me some basics that I have applied in my life, and you know, wisdoms he learned in life that just have really, you know, they've helped me along the way. And I'm, you know, in the book Touch, Pressing Against the Wounds of a Broken World, I'm just really, you know, offering some suggestions from, and anecdotes even from my unique life. I've, you know, done a lot of things, Clay, a lot of them not proud of, but over the last, you know, 16, 17 years since turning the corner, I've tried to really every day try to improve lives around me and the quality of life in my community. And I tell you, I really appreciate the opportunity that you extended today for me to just share, you know, and it's been good to meet you too. You know, I was looking at your website while we talked. You got a lot going on, man.
Well, I'm trying here. I'm in Florida now, and I'll be talking to all the bikers at Daytona Bike Week.
Okay.
Because, you know, there's a lot of the Vietnam vets did the same thing I did. As soon as they got out of the Army, they went out and bought a Harley, and they've been riding them ever since.
Right. Do you have a Harley, Clay?
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, man. Okay.
Okay, who you got? Who? Okay. All right. Russ. From Texas.
Morning,
welcome,
Clay.
Welcome to Free American Hour.
Clay and I have ridden Harleys together, Rudy.
Yes, we have, haven't we, Russ?
We sure have, recently, too.
Yeah, Betty says hello, Russ.
Good morning. Pastor Rudy, I didn't get your intro, so I really didn't know what your connection was, but I understand from listening to you that you've done quite a bit of good work helping people that are kind of downtrodden. Well, you know, you said something earlier that I wanted to touch on. I used to go to a church here in Dallas, and I would challenge you to read a book written by the evangelist Pat Robertson, which is a pretty good primer on what Clay talked about, the New World Order,
okay.
And that book is entitled The New World Order. You're familiar with Pastor Robertson, I'm sure.
Yes, sir.
And I read that book some time ago, and I went to my associate pastor of one of the biggest churches of the country. And he told me, he said, well, yeah, he says, you know, the head pastor's read that book. And I said, well, why isn't he telling the people about it? And I challenge all pastors in this country, and I say that you have a responsibility as the shepherd of this flock to protect the flock.
Yeah.
And the pastors aren't doing it. They expect that people know they're not getting the truth from the media. And if they aren't going to get the truth from the media, they would expect they can get it from their pastor. Well, as you said, you don't talk about matters political because of your 501c3 status. And I would challenge that I understand pretty well what the law says, and that is that you're not allowed to do anything from the pulpit that would influence public policy.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a snake that's wrapped around your child, do you stand up on the pulpit and not talk about it, or do you go out there and kill that snake?
I wouldn't let the snake stay wrapped around my child. That's
well, exactly. We have a snake that's wrapped around your sheep. And we have a responsibility to deal with that. And pastors in this country are not doing it because they're hiding behind this 501c3 status. And I don't know if this is really on point because I didn't get your intro, and I don't know the reason that you're on with Clay today. But I would just challenge you as a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ to stand and to understand what the problems are facing your congregation, because there's specific reasons why those people are homeless. And a lot of it has to do with bureaucratic oppression.
Yeah.
And a lot of it has to do with, as I think Eddie Murphy or somebody said in one of his movies, when you come down here and see justice, that's what you see, just us. You know, the population of black inmates is ridiculous. You know, it's not proportionate to the general population at all. And I think there's a tremendous amount of oppression there, and a lot of that has to do with, like I said, government, overbearing government regulations and, laws, and they're not being properly and evenly applied. Would you agree?
Well, I do know that there's a disproportionate number of inmates who are African American, and I think there are a lot of things at play in that on that issue. One is the deterioration of family. The other is what's happening in public schools. And really the changes in the fabric of community structures. It's just, there are a lot of factors playing into that number, but it is disproportionate, in terms of the demographic reflection. It really is.
Does your church?
Ann Rand, 40 years ago in Atlas Shrugged, she said, government has no power over honest citizens. So they have to make criminals out of it. And that's I mentioned the hemp here. We've got 10,000 products made out of hemp, and we've got about half a million people in prison, in jail right now, for having a little bit of hemp.
Have you ever heard of anyone riding down the road and killing somebody because they were too high from smoking pot? If anything, they drive too slow.
It doesn't happen. And it's not just getting high. It's the fact that the hemp is a food for you. And
right.
We got 10,000 products made out of hemp that we got to buy from, we got to buy the material from Red China. That just blows me away.
You know, Pastor Rudy, you said that you didn't really take any stand politically as far as endorsing a candidate or whatever. And I would say that most churches in this country probably take a pretty strong stand against abortion, wouldn't you?
You know, I would say a lot of churches do.
My point is that abortion is against public policy.
Mm-hmm.
And people stand against that, so why can you not stand and voice your opinions politically?
You know, I tell you, that law that's on the books is really, really clear. And it can jeopardize even our ability to do what we do every week. And that is, help folks. Because we actually, part of how we fund our ongoing work is through contributions. And many, many folk who contribute actually taking a tax deduction as a result of the contribution as well. So,
well, I understand. That's what I was told by my
pastor. Rudy, that's why we need churches like yours to back magazines and radio shows like mine. So we can inform your people. We can tell people that Ron Paul is trying to maintain the Constitution, because during the Revolutionary War, when after the Declaration of Independence was signed, the pastors were primary in rousing and bringing the people together and supplying the people and fighting the New World Order of their day. All right, we got to take a break. Russ, thank you for your call. Give me a call on my cell a little bit later. I'd like to talk to you. I'd like to see you here at Daytona.
Sounds great. God bless.
God bless.
Bless you all.
Take care, Clay.
Be right back.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Come in by a G. all still alive. 6 to 8 years to arrive. And if you follow them, it'd be out tomorrow. But if we have to shine, you might as well be walking on the sun.
All right. We're back. And, you know, I can identify with and relate to the problem of being a 501c3. Church. I can relate to that. But it doesn't... They do that on purpose. They do that on purpose. They try to do this control people. It's a method of control. And we've got to stop that. We've got to be able to step back and say, hey, wait a minute. That ain't right. That ain't right. And just for example, let me give you this. Let me share this with you. The Michael Chertoff. Don't start paying attention to plain white buses with no logo that have blacked out windows. If you're not in a hurry to go anywhere, follow one of these suckers and be sure to take a camera. You may find out where some of these CCRs. Who knows, at some point we may be able to rescue people from them, even if it means... Well, fill in the blanks for yourself. Another idea is take some weekday, just wait at a crossroads for one of these buses to go by and follow it. But be careful. Best to take someone else with you. And one of the little known aspects inside all the secrecy surrounding that vile national ID card, the Homeland Security Act and the shadowy FEMA camps that many believe are about to be used concerns the other master criminals that Cheney Bush hired to ensure that Americans will become as completely controlled a population as were the people of communist East Russia or the old USSR. That's right. Check out my next show and we'll cover that in detail. I'm Clay Douglas. My number is 888-678-1444. Go to my website, freeamerican.com, and make a donation today. See ya in Daytona.